It's just after 8:30 on Thursday, and that can mean only one thing. It's time once again to take a look at the weekly Arts Roundup with our very own Marianne Combs. She's our arts reporter from NPR News. Marianne, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's nothing so energizing for me than going to see some good shows. And I have recently. I'm going to tell you about one of them. So that's coming up in a little bit here. But first off, each week I try and come up with a little bit of a theme. What's going on this week? What themes am I seeing? Well, this week, this may seem odd since here I am chatting on 89.3 The Current, but I'm talking about music, music and performance, music and theater.
We love music. Yeah, bring it on.
I figured you have a pretty good audience for that, so I thought I'd just bring some ideas by. So first off, coming up on Sunday, so you know, for those of you celebrating Christmas, holidays over, winding down, Sunday afternoon, 4:30 to 6:30, Music Under Glass at Como Park Zoo and Conservatory featuring the Star Folk. And you guys are probably quite familiar with the Star Folk.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got some melody-rich chamber pop music. But it's all taking place inside the Como Conservatory, and they, like, pipe it through the Palm Dome in the North Garden so you can, like, stroll and listen to music.
Yeah, I've been actually to this once before, and they've got all these flowers everywhere. There's a little bit of water. There's usually families packed in there. And if you want a beverage, you can go grab one of those. If you want to sit, I mean, it's a really warm room too. So
oh,
if you're
yeah.
like, it's a little chilly outside, I just want to sit and feel some heat and listen to some good music. It's a perfect venue for that.
Great humidity for your hair. It's all good. Yeah, you can just sit there and sort of soak it all in while you listen to some cool music. So that's another option for you this weekend. Another option is The Stranger by Impossible Salt. This is an interactive holiday story adventure at the American Swedish Institute, but not your typical holiday fair. This is an original production based on Nordic myths, legends, and fairy tales. And so it's like a 40-minute roaming performance through the Turnblad Mansion ballroom. And so there's this whole, it goes through six of the Nordic Christmas rooms. And there will be music, there's theater, there's stories. It's just really a very interesting way of approaching it. And I love how the American Swedish Institute is like bringing theater performers into the mansion and saying, hey, let's put on a show and walk around the mansion and enjoy the setting of this regal home. James J. Hill Mansion has done some of that too. Very cool. So that's The Stranger by Impossible Salt at American Swedish Institute. And it's all about a mysterious stranger who emerges from the forest speaking in an unfamiliar tongue. So find out more about that. And then finally, the Guthrie Theater is presenting a Seventh House Theater production of The Great Work. I went to opening night. This is a brand new musical written and the music composed by local talent here, Seventh House Theater. And it's really just a charming, charming piece. It's like an hour and 10 minutes long, no intermission. Beautiful original music, and it's about this composer and his great work and remembering his youth in Vienna when he was teaching a young gal, and just beautifully done. Really cool, clever stagecraft in terms of how they use the set and the props to tell the story. And it's like an eight actor ensemble, and their singing is lovely. And just really a charming tale as I came away from it just being like, oh, that was delightful. And it's so rare, I feel like, to see a brand new show, world premiere, local talent composing this sort of a complex piece and to feel like it emerged so fully formed. So, yeah, that was just a real delight. So that's The Great Work, and it's on at the Guthrie Theater through January 3rd.
All right, so some great musical things you could be doing all weekend long. See something new and local.
Yep.
See something, a story of perhaps your own cultural history. That's pretty darn sweet.
Yeah, dating back to the Norse myths and legends.
And some local music as well from a band that doesn't play around the Twin Cities very often. So I think we should actually go out with some music here from the Star Folk in just a moment. But Marianne, thank you so much for stopping in.
Always a pleasure.
Have a happy holidays.